Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Views expressed here are not supported by and do not reflect those of the Evening Rush Network. Viewer's discretion is advised.
Once I'm on, I ain't never gonna stop. Bitch, I'm on, I ain't never gonna stop.
I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
You're now listening to the Evening Rush Network.
Hey, good evening. Another Tuesday night, Thoughts of a Man podcast. I'm Chris with Don. We have some beautiful people with us tonight. Don, introduce the folks, man.
All right. What's good, everybody? You already know what it is. Excuse me. We got my bulletproof marriages in the building, Chad and Linnell. And we got my co-host with the most. It's TK.
All right, good evening, good evening, good evening. How was your week, Don? What's been popping?
What ain't been popping? Work, 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 and more yeah. Work. You already know what it is, man. Working like somebody ain't got no job, man.
Yeah, that's because you got like 5 networks.
That part. Remember back in the day on In Living Color, they used to say the Jamaicans had a whole lot of jobs.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the Evening Rush Food Network.
Fish. I see y'all on the check.
To a food truck.
Yo, that sounds good, yo. I ain't gonna hold
that.
You might
good.
Wanna take that over. Let's make that happen.
Yo, let me know. I'll make some ribs. Let me know. I'll be a chef. Yeah, but this week was great. The weather was. It felt like summertime. I thought I was gonna die. I was out there burning up, and then the next day I had my Grey Goose on.
All right.
The weather is wild. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're wonderful. Man, same here. Nice. It's nice. Hot. It was just 67 degrees for like 2 days, and now it's 87 degrees here in Virginia. Ooh. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But you know what? It's beautiful, and we're grateful.
Yeah.
Every day. So, yeah, we're good. We're wonderful. Thank you for having us here.
Crazy here too. It was like nice and cool a couple of days, cloudy for about 3 days, and then here comes Sunday and it was hot as hell. And pretty much
where you at?
I'm in Texas.
Ooh, okay.
You in Dallas or Houston?
No, I'm in San Antonio.
Oh,
Riverwalk.
Shout out to the Spurs, man. Shout out to the Spurs.
Yeah. NBA season. Knicks is on tonight. Hopefully they can close out Philly. But yeah.
All right.
So listen, I'm going to say something right off the top. I was watching this interview And I want to support women. I really do. I love women. I love my mom. I love my wife. I love my sisters. I love, you know, women. But when you don't, when you're not honest, you're just destroying my love. You know, you can't go on saying that you were diagnosed with something that you weren't diagnosed with. And there are people out there who are going through something that could relate to you, but now we don't even know who you are. Like, who are you? Why are you saying you're on the spectrum because you and your mom did some survey? That's crazy.
Hold on.
I just
got one thing to say before you go in. First of all, shout out to the fact that this is the last day of Autism Awareness Month.
Yes.
Even though autism is all year round.
Right.
Second, we're definitely going to get into autism awareness today. Now, to go to what you were just talking about, I definitely agree. Yeah, definitely. Like, yo, listen, you know, this is something that us four live with every day. And to sit here and say that you have this problem and you technically don't, it just kills your, you know, who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. All the way around, in my eyes. I no longer will support or, you know, I want to meet to her now. That person. I'm not throwing no names out. I want to meet to that person. And I think that's really what we all should do. Just my opinion. But go ahead.
It's a little tricky because this person also champions Black culture when we're in the wrong, when somebody is rights is being taken for granted. And so I don't want to me too her. I just want to say, yo, what's wrong with you? Like, I wish I could call you and just like just have a conversation of just like, first, and then when you apologize, you weren't even humble about it. You just apologize and like, don't this, don't that. It's not about you when you threw the autism word. It's about millions of folks coping and managing to deal with.
Wait, time out.
I'm saying
we should meet to this person because we jump at the Me Too movement for everybody else and everything else. So what stops at that person? Because, this is what I be talking about with, then why you Me Tooing this person? Well, you know what I'm saying? Because this person did something and everybody felt against what they were doing. I feel that way and I'm passionate about that way, about what she said about her having symptoms and she really didn't.
Yeah, like,
so
let me say this, because, you know, I know we want to root for our women, right? And I'm in that too. And let's just remember, this is one person, right? One woman, right? And so it's a minority that really does stuff like this, you know? So let's keep that in mind too. Most people, you know, err to the side of truth on who they are and what they are and what they got going on. And I know a lot of men that be faking the funk too. So let's, you know, we can't even front on that tip. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of dudes out here trying to be something that they're not, talking like there's something that they're not, for attention or for whatever, you know, whatever daddy or mommy issues they got, you know? And so this is no different. Just because of who this person is doesn't mean that they don't have some causing factors behind their identity crisis.
Good point.
I think he put that the
perfect way. He did. He really did. Because we could dissect that even further about what her true issue may be. But we're always assuming, right? As people, humans, that's what we do. We assume because we can't actually have a conversation with them to sit and say, hey,
yes,
you say this. Why did you do this? And really dig deep into that root to figure out what was the cause of you coming out and saying that, knowing that there could be backlash, you know, knowing that you could start a controversy, which is what she did. And maybe that's the reason why she chose to say it, because therefore now, okay, now my name is put out there more and more and more. And as 50 Cent said, right, if you keep my name in your mouth, right, hello, more money. Everybody talking about me. So now I'm relevant. And so maybe that's what it was. Maybe she wasn't relevant enough, and therefore she said this to put herself out there.
Yeah. We're talking over 2 million views and counting on her, on that interview for her.
And see, that was smart, because that interview was recent, yes, correct? And
yeah, it was 2 days ago.
Right. So that's right, yes, after the interview on that same podcast, right, that hit over 10 million, I think, within 2 hours with another celebrity that was on, right? So yeah, now all of a sudden that celebrity comes on to that same podcast. They do this 3 hour long interview. It takes off, right? Now everybody's like, oh, I need to get on. I need to say this. I need to say my truth. I needed this. I needed this. Now look what happened, right? Now, yeah, now everybody's talking. Yeah. So maybe that's what it was. And it's not right. I'm not sticking up for her at all, because I think she's wrong due to the fact that I know personally what my boys go through with having autism. And it's not easy, you know, at all. As a parent, it's not easy. And so for you to just throw that out there, I don't really know why you would want to, out of all things, you know.
Click,
not
that autism is a negative. Definitely could be.
But,
100%.
You know.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. She got to be relevant. All right.
But your relevancy shouldn't, you know, it shouldn't be pointed at something that, you know, people go through. And so it's a lot to deal with. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm, you know, and of course, you know, I was asked, why is it just women we going after? It's not just women, as Chris said. You know, multiple people do these things. It's just that it's been consistently done by women, unfortunately. So this is the reason why he's pointing the finger at women, and it's more recent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not a woman issue or attack at women. I definitely want to say that.
And the platform,
yeah,
that she was on, like Linnell said, is like, that's millions of, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like you did this on, you know, some Bobo radio station. You know, you did this on a platform that millions of people are going to tune into.
Which was the whole point.
Yeah. But that specific part of that was, I mean.
I just felt like she's like, how can I be different from the other guests? Oh, I'm on the spectrum. That's what it felt. That's what it feels like after the fact. Like, oh, and then come out with a BS apology after the fact. Like, yeah, you know what, guys? My bag. I really wasn't diagnosed. I was filling out a flyer with my mom, and it said, "Oh, look at these boxes I checked." That's just it. You know, that was it. Oh, did I do that as a kid? Like, this is just, but like, no, I was, no, like, "What trash, man?"
Is that a real thing though? Is that relevant to do a little box check now, or is that like a real thing, or you still have to go get diagnosed, right?
Exactly.
Like, some come up and it'd be like, "Ooh, I got this bump. Let me Google what this bump mean and what it looks like." "Ooh, I got that," and there'll be everybody looking and be like, "Oh shoot, that mean I got cancer. Oh Lord, that mean I got something." So
the only thing she didn't do was start a GoFundMe. Yep. All she didn't do was start a GoFundMe. I'm on the spectrum. GoFundMe, guys. Help me. I need money for my therapy.
That would definitely take it too far right there.
But, you know, agree with
a lot of people like to try to claim that diagnosis to use it as an excuse. It's like, "Oh, I did this because I'm autistic," or "I have depression, so that's why I was down or I couldn't function and stuff." So a lot of these diagnoses that are real, such as autism and stuff. A lot of people would like to try to use them as an excuse to get away with some, or to explain their just own bad behavior. And I think that it makes it hard for people to actually have these diagnoses, because when somebody come up, hey, well, I have autism, or a parent, one of us come up and say autism, I know I saw it when I did started doing my IEPs with my son. It was like, almost like another one, here go another one.
Yeah.
Yep.
100%.
Yeah. And me, I was in denial. You know, that was one of the biggest things. I was in denial. I was like, nah, bugging. He's just being a baby. And, you know, she was like, no, I know. I can feel something's not right. And I was like, well, you know, let's go to the doctor, or let's see what we got to do. And so she went through everything she had to go through, IEP meetings and everything else, till we got the full diagnosis. And I was just like, wow. You know.
At what age? What age?
He's 4. Aiden is 4 now. So I want to say this was around when he was 2-ish.
Mm-hmm.
She started noticing, like, you know, because I felt like, you know, you're looking at one set of twins and you're like, okay, well, he's supposed to do certain things they did at that age. And I'm like, you know, baby's a baby. Like, you know, he'll grow. He might grow. He's growing up on his own time. So I was honestly in real denial, real denial. You know, so I just felt he was a baby and he'll go in his own time.
So I was in denial as well, and my son was diagnosed, I believe, around 5 or 6 years old, and he had delayed speech. He had speech apraxia. He had a couple of other issues as well, but I was like, nah, he's gonna outgrow this. But there was certain behaviors in school. He did well in school. He even made honors, but it was a lot of behavioral issues that were not normal. And so my wife was like, let's have them tested. And the teachers did not know how to work with my son's behavior. And so when he was diagnosed to be on a spectrum, we moved him to a school that gave him better support. We put him in a program. And that was my wife, she did, I'm not going to lie, if it wasn't for her, my son, because I'm like, man, I went through worse. Now, you know, like, I can, you know, he can handle this. I was in denial. I was just thinking, you know, don't take this the wrong way. I was like, oh, you smack him on the butt a little bit. He straightened up. Wrong, guys. Don't. No. It was never going to be that easy.
But Chris, you know, you're not
never going to be that easy.
The fact that, like, you got to think how many people were misdiagnosed. And like that are now right in our 40s, because back then that's what you were taught. You were like, yo, you acting up. All right, now I'm, you know, get in the corner. You know, you just spank them, you ground them, you do something, because you're just, oh, he's a boy, right? God, he got behavioral issues. Just, oh, okay, yeah, this is where you come from. He is a bad kid. Yeah. Like all these different things were taught.
Like
and
his mama.
And so you don't, unless it's like a physical, right? Unless it's like physical, you know, like form of a special needs, you don't know that child has anything wrong with them. And then it just started coming out more and more and more as the year started, you know, creeping. And it's like, damn, like what's going on? Like with these kids, like it's like one out of every 4 child has autism, you know, it's a lot. And wow. It's like, dang, so much. And then, like you said, there's so many people that's misdiagnosed that are now in their 30s, in their 40s, in their 50s that have just lived with this and had to figure out how to live life being misdiagnosed or not knowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
He was definitely
For me, I was not in denial. I didn't hit denial at all. I had a kind of rough pregnancy with him, and the kid about to me through the whole pregnancy. He took me to the ringer. I was like, what in the hell? When he got here, he seemed pretty normal until he, like, around the time that he had the shots at about 2 years old, and I started seeing the changes. And I know people say it's not the shots, but I know when I started seeing the changes in my baby. and the speech was delayed. He couldn't remember like the regular ABC song we've been singing for 4 years. He couldn't retain anything like the simple, like the simple stuff. And the doctor tried to chalk it up to he had been sick so much because he had caught hands, foot, and mouth from the daycare like twice, and my baby almost was out of here just due to the hands, foot, and mouth because it killed his whole immune system. So he was back and forth. I mean, it was like almost every week we in the goddamn doctor's office to the that routine. He knew how to go in there. Right. He knew which room to go to because they're going to check his temperature and height and stuff. So he got into that routine because we was in there so much. And I kept telling him, man, you sure? I'm feeling like something else. He kept saying, no, he just been sick. So that's where delay and stuff come from. Till finally, he was 6. And I'm like, look, I brought him in and some kind of way he got into a fight that none of the teachers knew about. And somebody then jumped on my baby. I pick him up for a doctor's appointment. His hair's all over his head. And I'm telling the doctor what happened. And that's when he's like, okay, we got to make some changes. Because it was like he was heavily bullied. Like he was a super target for all ages. And he was like, okay, we got to make some changes. First, let's switch schools to... I'm gonna try this. Let's do this and everything. And sure enough, it was like he has autism. And I'm like, I wasn't mad. I was like, finally, that missing piece, funny thing, to the puzzle. Now this makes sense. So I was able to accept it because my mama's symptoms was like, something's not freaking right. Like, he don't eat this, he don't like the way this feels. Like it was just a different changes, and I'm like, this kid, I know the first kid and the second kid different, but God, oh, like man. So for me, it just everything made sense, and it was like from there, I was like, okay, I got this diagnosis. Let's do what we got to do.
Yeah, see, I was definitely caught off guard, but not because I didn't know something was going on, because see, our son was hitting milestones until 1 year old. And then it was like, he just stopped talking, period. Like he was saying mom and dad. And then it was like right after his first birthday, he went mute, nothing. And we're like, what is going on? What got me was I went to see a behavioral specialist, and within 10 minutes, she tells me my son has autism. But didn't do like any formal tests. And you got to understand, like, this was a long time ago. I didn't know what autism was. I didn't know. I just know that all the medical stuff that I've ever seen, there's testing for it. There's something you got to do to rule out other things. This doctor just looked at my son, was like, oh, he's got autism. And I was like, my whole face turned red. I stormed out the office. I was like, there ain't no way you can
yes.
10 minutes. That my kids got this, you know, and I didn't know. It was almost like, you know, I don't know. But he didn't talk for 8 years after that. He was completely nonverbal. And you know, kind of like TK, he couldn't remember a lot of the things that we were teaching him. Like, but he could remember directions. He was nuts. He's still to this day, like, he's a GPS, bro. Like, he can remember exactly where he's at. But other stuff, it was just... gone. Like he couldn't keep it and retain it. But after 8 years, after working with him and you know, doing that deal, you know, he started talking. Then our second was diagnosed, but that was a lot easier because we already had the one that was diagnosed. So you know, after like Kennedy Creek, we went to Kennedy Creek in Baltimore for Taylor to make sure that he had autism and stuff like that. So
I can't. The sound is breaking out.
You having a mic issue again
sound.
Over there.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Can you hear?
I'm going to let you know. I wanted, when they told me I wanted a second and third opinion, I ain't going to lie. I was like, let's go to that doctor in Harlem. Let's go. I was that much in denial.
We saw 3 different doctors before. I mean, I believed it from day one because I was with him all the time. So he was grimacing. And like I said, like he said, he stopped talking. So I was like, okay, something's up. But the grimacing is what got me. And because our daughter had a stroke and she was only 6, So because she had a stroke at the age of five, then we came to, you know, we were like, oh, what if he's about to have a, what if he's about to have a stroke, you know? So then because of the situation with our daughter, then the doctors on base, he was in the military. They were like, oh yes, we'll get him in. We'll get him in. They were like, we'll see him. Well, you know, let's get EKG. Let's do this MRI. They were willing to do whatever because of our daughter. So because of that, we were grateful. And I was like, yeah, that, but everything's coming back. He's fine. I was like, but he's not. I was like, he's not fine. I was like, something's up. And then we did go to Kennedy Krieger, and the doctor there was like, oh, I've seen over thousands of kids. He's only 3 years old. He was like, I'm not going to put that diagnosis on him. You know, he's like, give it some time. And then he said, did you guys have another a child? I said, actually, yes, we have three other children. And he said, I said, but one is younger. He said, does he seem okay? I said, he does. And at the time he did. And he was like, oh, guess what? He's going to be fine. He's like, he's going to pick up. He's like, he's going to follow him. He's like,
that's,
he gonna
that's what up. I was saying.
He was like, and then you know what? Yeah. He's like, don't worry about it. And so we were like, okay, woo, that's release. We're going to be good. No, it was like, okay, he turned four. And I was like, okay, he's still not talking. He's still not reaching those milestones that, you know, typical, you want to say, four-year-old should be reaching. So then we went to go see another specialist, and they did like a very intensive, you know, and then
that he didn't have
autism. Yeah, they did. And we did the intensive one. And so then I was like, okay, we did the test. And he said, yeah, he's got it. And he's, you know, nonverbal. And this is what you need to do. And then gave us a list and was like, go get him the help he needs. And we were like, thank you so much for everything. And after that, it was easy, like you said, for us to put our fourth child in, because I started seeing things in him. But because the spectrum is so large, right? It's so large. He's nonverbal and not talking. This one over here is screaming for like 4 or 5 hours, like he Mariah Carey.
Yeah,
I'm like, what in the world? I'm doing everything. We can't go out to lunch. We can't go nowhere because he's screaming. He hitting himself. He going off. I'm like, I'm already dealing with her. Yeah. Like, it's a lot.
Mitts on his hands.
Oh yeah.
Yes. And I was, yes.
Man, I'm walking around mitts on his hands. I was like, man, this is crazy. I didn't know what to do. It checks your pride.
Because I know my wife tells me sometimes you got to be understanding to the fact that he has sensory issues.
Yes.
It's something you don't like. And I'm like, I get it. Because she's like,
yes.
You treat him like the rest of them. And I'm like, he's still my baby. I'm going to treat him the way I treat everybody. He's not, because to me, he's normal. There's nothing wrong with him. He's just, you know. Oh. He's on his own time. And no, Chris, don't take that as I'm not aware of what's going on with him. I am, because I let me tell you something, that boy's smart. Mm-hmm. I could be driving home and he knows McDonald's is here and he knows we're supposed to turn here. And if I go past that turn, homie flips out. Yeah. No. And I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. Wait, hold up, time out. And his mother goes, hold on, we're going to make a stop before we go home. Is that okay with you? Sometimes he go, no. Right. Sometimes he go, okay. And then he calms down. So that's why I say, you know, me, that's my normal baby. My special baby, but he's my normal baby. I love that boy to death. Me and be in here chopping it up. I'd be like, you good? Yeah, I'm fine. You good? Be good then. Let's go. So, you know, I get it, bro. But, like, you know, that's the one I'm holding on to. You know, the other kids want to run off. I'm like, no, you staying with me, because I know one, I can't catch him because he's too fat. But he's smart. And that's what and everybody says, like, you know this kid? Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm too old. I can't catch you, bro. Like, you got to stay with me. The rest of them, I come back here. And they'll all turn around and come back. Him, he's like,
yeah.
So I get it, bro. I just, you know, like, I went to Mayo Clinic real quick because I just need people to see what autism is. So, you know what I mean? I'm going to leave it up there because I'm not Mayo Clinic, but I went to Mayo Clinic's website just to get, you know, what it is so other people can know. And go ahead, bro.
So the reason why I wanted to do this show is there are folks that are really uneducated and insensitive when it comes to this. I was my son was getting services and the place was holding a cake and celebrating a boy that finally was able to use a fork. He might have been about 11 or 12 years old. And I heard two adults in the back like, oh my God, why are they cutting a cake for him using a fork? Like, oh my God. And I was so pissed and so upset. But then I thought about it. If I didn't have my son, would I be those people?
Right.
So on this show, I want people to understand that there are different challenges. Doesn't mean they're dumb. Doesn't mean they're useless. It's just they're wired a little differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have to learn to respect them and love them the same as we love each other, you know, as we love each other who's not on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And
I wanted to ask you guys, do you have people that, because me and my, this is such a struggle that sometimes we cry sometimes because the thought of what's going to happen when they're adults or when we can't be there to have their backs. You know, it's just, it's as a parent, these things kind of creep in, like, cause time flies by, you know, it was like, you know, my son is 12, you know, so he was diagnosed what 6 years ago, almost. Like, it's just, so that's why I said, like, do you guys have support or like, can you share any tips that like would help other parents out there that are facing these issues?
You know what I'll say?
Keep them in, TK. Keep them in. Be strong, ladies. Be strong.
You know what you just said is like so real, man. Like so real. Because you know, I think every parent, of course, thinks about the tomorrow of their kids, right? But it's a little different when the child does have cognitive challenges. They struggle to articulate and express what they need, what they want, how they feel. And
right.
And all right, how are they going to function out here in this world with like what you said, unaware people? I'm not going to say they're cruel. They're just unaware. And because we're unaware, what we don't understand, we usually hate. Right. And so,
yeah.
You know, I know for us, we have worked really, really hard to work with our kids to be able to be independent as much as humanly possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mentioned that our first son that was diagnosed didn't speak for 8 years. And a lot of this is fortitude on the parents' part, right? Doctors are going to say one thing. Specialists are going to say the other thing. Our son, they gave him this, like it's like an iPad. And that's how he was supposed to speak to us. He hated that thing, mm-hmm. right? He would refuse it, and he's smart. I feel you on it. Like he might not be able to do what a typical 4-year-old does, but he does a lot of things that 4-year-old can't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like so he knew I want to talk. He knew that. He didn't know how he was going to do it. And so we started doing cue cards, putting them everywhere. I mean, we just doubled down on this. And my point is that don't give up on your kid. That's the first thing. Double down on that. Believe in them. Be the support that they need to be. Believe that they can be independent when they get to that age. If we put in the work, if we put the right things in place, they might need a little assistance here and there, but there's things for that. There's people that can come to the home. There's we have a friend who his son is autistic and he lives in a like a dorm almost with other autistic kids, but they have a job, they go do their own thing, but it's kind of contained. So they still have, so depending on where your child is, there's always hope for them to have a somewhat independent life. But I would just encourage you guys just to not give up. You know your kid better than anybody, believe in them and double down on the work with them.
Before we go on break, I just want to say, crazy that you said that because they just sent him home with an iPad. And I'm like, "Whoa, what is he going to do with this iPad?" But he be selling it. So I trust me, I understand. You know, and plus it's a new age. So therefore, you know, this is something that I, you know, technology is new for me with these kids. So I got to get used to certain things as well.
But
let's take a quick break. We'll be right back because, you know, I got to handle business all the time. You already know what it is. It starts as a man. Christian Dawn, let's get it.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Chrissy, here to let you know that the Evening Rush Network now has an app. Yes, an app, you guys. So you can stay connected on the go and watch all your favorite podcast shows. You can download the app at Google Play Store or Apple iTunes. So spread the word. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, if you're looking to start a podcast and really don't know how, well, hit us up at the Evening Rush Network at gmail.com and inquire about time slots, pricings, and everything you may need to get started. We got you. Join the winning team, the Evening Rush Network. And also, download that app. What are you waiting for? Get to it.
The Evening Rush Entertainment presents the Still in Love Tour Concert at 2685 Penthouse Lounge, August 10th, featuring Nequasia, Essence Official, Jay Relentless, with special guest Bri Anani and Zay Hatman. Get your tickets now and be a part. You don't want to miss this of an amazing night of RB.
You're now listening to the Evening Rush.
Hey, welcome back to the Thoughts of a Man podcast. I'm Chris with Don. We're talking about autism. If you have any questions or want to call up and be a part of the show, please call up. What's the number, Don? You put the number up for the folks?
The number is 929-0266.
That's right.
Please like, subscribe, and share. Definitely. It's the new number. I remember the old number. The new number is hard to remember. And it's crazy because that number is just so easy to remember. So I'm a little, it's the dyslexia though. It's the dyslexia. I'm telling you. Because I could have sworn I saw a six in there somewhere. But anyway, you know, today we're having a great conversation. We are talking about always unique, totally intelligent, sometimes mysterious autism children. And this is the end of Autism Awareness Month, but we deal with autism all year round. So we're back on it. We got our special guest TK in the building and our bulletproof marriages, Chad and Linnella in the building. Everyone here right now has children with autism. And we listen, not an easy job. We all know that. But, you know, we seem to make do, and that's why I think this is something I support more than anything. All year round, I support it, but I more support it during this month because, you know, I feel like this is their month. Let's give them their flowers. Right. Give them their love. You know? We do the same for Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, and all year round, all these other holidays. Let's give it to these kids or, you know, to these adults that go through this. You know what I mean? So that was my purpose of it. But, you know, the floor is y'all. Go ahead and handle that.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah. So
to pick up on what we ended off of, as you talk about the support with autism is almost, you don't really see it. At least for me, When my son got diagnosed, the support was like, where is it? And I had to deal with family that was very in that old state of mind of he just need his ass whooped. You're not being hard enough on him. You're not being tough enough with him. And what I noticed for my son, and this is even now how he, who he resonates with, he resonates with Hulk. So you would try to whoop him and he would straight up Hulk the hell up. Like that anger is almost like literally he turned green like Hulk. Like he would get pissed off if you trying to whoop him. And like I would tell my mom, I was like, that's not the way to handle him. You can't holler at him because he's sensitive. He don't like to hurt nobody's feelings. He don't like to disappoint nobody or nothing like that. So he would get in his feelings. And you don't have to talk to him like that. You don't have to talk like old school or anything like that to him. You don't even have to put your hands on him. Just him knowing that he disappointed you or anything like that is
exactly going
to hurt him more. So yes. I had to go through a of telling, teaching, and really kind of being on family members on how to handle him and tell them that's not the way you do it. You're not going to talk to him right. Don't talk to him at all. Leave him alone. We don't do butt whoopings and stuff over here because it's not necessary. To me, when you try to spank a child for something that they cannot help, that is a disability, it's like punishing them for the disability on something that they cannot help.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not cool. Like, I don't like that. So it's been hard. Most have kind of got to it. My mom is a little better. My brother and them too with it, but it's still, I have to correct them with my baby. And even down to the point, whew, every time it come up, I do get in my feelings because I think about, okay, when I'm not here, what's going to happen? I mean, I'm teaching him the life skills and stuff, but in all actuality, mama has been consistent. It's been mama. So it's like we, you know, two peas in the pod. Mama's here. Mama's been on this journey for everything. So when something's wrong or don't nobody understand, it's mama. Mama out of anybody, mama gets it, mama understands. So it's that point. Like we, even in his IEP, we have a thing that when he's having a bad day at school, he's able to text me. And if, or even if he needs to make a phone call, he's able to do that. And he went, mom, this happened. I didn't pass this test. I can talk to him, give him a pep talk. Hey, may start off rough. Let's get it. We can still finish the day strong. He's able to do that, get back on the horse, and they be like, hey, whatever you said, he's back in, and he's good. So that's something that I implemented into his IEP.
I love that too.
Yeah,
I never thought of that. But they, you know, my two go to
his IEP is dynamic.
They go to a good school for autism because my other son, he's autistic as well. He's just high less on the spectrum, so he doesn't, you know, he moves at a different type of space. He's more aggressive than Aiden. He's more aggressive and he talks, expresses himself different. So those are the differences. But the school they go to, it's very amazing. I definitely have to say that. They help them with speech. They help them with everything. I see the change. And that's the one thing. You got to see the change, you know, and look for it. Don't put them in places where you're thinking that they're getting change. Not. Not helping them.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's why, you know, I hands off to the school that you send your son to. Is definitely amazing that you can put in his IP. Listen, let him call me. It's okay. We'll get him together and with a conversation. And I noticed that mothers, you know, y'all are more patient when it comes to the kids with autism, which is weird to me. I'd be trying to understand. Like, to me, he's a mama's boy. He's like your son. He's mama everything. He runs the mama. It could be in the middle of the night, that's where he's going. And I'm like, look, you're my son, mom. You got to toughen up. And she's defensive. Don't pick on my baby. Don't make me hurt you. All right, no problem. I was playing. I was joking. So I get it. You know what I'm saying? I definitely get it.
You know, Don, it's the breast milk. It's the breast milk, man. We don't feed them. It's that breast
milk. The ingredient.
Oh, you know me. I mean, I be trying to toughen them up. Like, you know, yeah, what's good? You didn't talk to me. And he be looking at me like I'm crazy half the time, but I love it. You know what I mean? That's my man. You know, so it's yeah, I want people to understand is you're gonna get different volumes of the spectrum and you get different volumes of how your kids respond. So you have to try to be understanding. People, do not be scared to go, let me get my son tested, or let me get my daughter tested. And that is one of the biggest things. I was looking at, there's a doctor who has autism. And Chris brought it to my attention, there's a lawyer that has autism too. So they can grow up to be doctors and lawyers here.
There's a race car driver that has autism.
You know what I'm saying?
Like a whole race car driver.
Yes,
like,
there is.
You know,
yes. Yeah.
And my son is big into that race car thing. Like, I don't know why.
And is an NBA player too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. don't cut your kids short thinking, oh, they got autism, they're not gonna do this, that, and the third. They have futures, but yeah. You have to help with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and let me yeah, because you hit up a good point. We met what, three or four families. Yeah. That they know that their child is off the mark in some areas, right? Like something isn't adding up, but they're so prideful that they won't go get them tested. They won't go get them the help. And like, you are hurting your child. Our saving grace was, I don't know about y'all states, but we have this thing called early intervention, and early intervention stepped in. Right. And saved us, man. Saved us. I'll never forget. Our youngest was wilding out, man. Mm-hmm. And he would scream and throw stuff for 6. I didn't even know it was humanly possible for lungs to last 6 freaking hours, man. Right. And I'm wigging out. That's why I don't have no hair. Right. I'm flipping out, right? Like I don't know. I'm trying to give him things and do things for him and coddle him and pet him. Like I'm doing everything, man. I turned him upside down. Like what is gonna make you stop, right? And early intervention came in, was like, turn around and ignore him. And I was like, no, you can't do that. That's my, you know, that's our baby. He might be crazy. My baby, you know, I'm not doing that. And my point is that. We got help early to help us start curbing our child and start figuring out a solution and a formula that would help him succeed in life, right? Because it's hard, like just as much as it's hard for us parents, how do you think it is for him going through it, not being able to express himself, you know, the sensories and all of this overload that they have and not knowing how to manage that. Man, that's got to be tough, right? So the earlier we can jump in there and start finding solutions out for them, like think beyond yourself. This is for them. So I'm glad you brought that up, and I hope more people start because it's nothing to be ashamed. I said something about being pride, like my kids weren't, but they're my pride and joy, man. Like they really are, and they're phenomenal. They are phenomenal. It does check your pride, you know, especially if you weren't brought up like that. You know what I mean? But they are the best things that has ever happened to me, and they are worth the investment. That's all I'm going to say.
I love it.
Yeah.
And don't put limits on them. I say that too. Don't put limits on your children from where they were to where they're at to where they're going to be. Because our son that didn't talk, once he did start talking, the stuff that he remembers, I'm like, hold on, how do you remember that? And he's like, well, I saw that. And I'm like, so you couldn't verbally say what happened, but you are very aware. You saw everything. You heard everything. He's like, yes, I did. And I'm like, hey, pay attention. Children will tell you the truth. And he's like, yeah, he's like, I remember you said this. I remember you did this. I'm like, crap. Okay. I got to watch myself, you know, like I'm like, I really got to watch everything. But I mean, you think he is about to turn 14 years old. He washes his own clothes. He puts his own clothes away. He cooks dinner every once a week for the whole family. He, you know, makes sure his room is clean. He gets himself up every single morning for school. Lately, it's been lacking. You know what I'm saying? No, lately he's been lacking, but he was. But I'm just saying, and like, he is rigid when it comes to like how he gets up in the morning to take care of himself before he has to go to school. And then he's like, oh, it's 7:30. Okay, we have to go. And he's like, come on, dad. We have to go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. But he knows, like, he has a certain standard for himself. He wants to be early. Yeah. He doesn't want to miss school. We be trying to get him. I'm like, you can skip school today. We're going to do so much fun stuff. Like, just this, he like, no, I need to go to school. It's very important. I'm like,
love school.
Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. And you know,
that for me.
His teachers love him because he's so good at getting the other students there in the autism resource classroom to do things, because he's a little bit more advanced than some of them. He's like, no. Come on, get up. You're going to go. And she'll call me and she'll be like, he got this kid to go do this today and we couldn't get him to do this for a whole year. And I'm like, so grateful. And then he comes home and he tells me about his day. And you know, it's just, there's no limit. Our youngest one, the one that was having fits for 4 to 6 hours, he learned how to sew by himself. He learned how to make plushies. He can create anything that he puts his hand. You give him a cardboard box and he's going to create whatever figure he wants. And like I said, he was like, I want to learn how to make my plushies instead of buying them. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, he's like, can you go get me this, this, and this, and this? We go to the store, we go buy everything. He comes back and he's like, look, I made this for you. And when I say looks just like whatever it is, like King Kong, Godzilla, anything out there. He's created a Buddha for Chad. He's created a little Buddha for him. So intelligent. And if you would pay attention and be patient, right? I said, God, I need patience. He said, I said, oh, that's what you did. Okay, got it. Because I'm telling you, you need patience. You do.
Yes. Gotta have it. Patience and support.
When you said he soaks up like a sponge, that is very true. Because I do have a potty mouth, and for a minute he was just and my wife was like, that's you did it. I'm like, how you know I did it? You know, he might have heard somebody else. It wasn't me. But it was just one day he came on. Okay, my bad. Like, whatever y'all did, don't do it to him again. Thank you. And then I told his mother, like, yo, he just was going off. Baby. I don't know what happened.
You happen. Like,
See, I plead the fifth. I don't believe it was me. I think it was his mother. I just want to, you know, she ain't here to defend herself right now. I'm just gonna say I think it was her. Wasn't it?
Okay, but, got know, it.
Yeah. But you know, they
you better hush, because you know she jumps in them comments real quick.
Yeah. You know she'll pop up. Like, I didn't say that, babe. Don't listen to her. They don't know what they're talking about. It wasn't me. I ain't say anything. I got relationship experts up here. But yeah, you know, the things that they soak in is amazing. So, you know, parents, I once again, I'm stressing the issue. And, you know, I was talking to someone and they said, you know, listen to the teachers. Sometimes the teachers, we see it and they'll pretty much tell you what's going on, and don't ignore them. You know, a lot of people don't want to feel there's something wrong with their child. And I get it.
No.
Trust me. I get it. But
and to be clear, there's nothing wrong with anyone's child.
Yeah.
They're just wired differently.
Differently. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with them. Okay, that's their view is through a different lens.
Yes. Yes.
Please don't be mindful of my words. Sometimes I talk and my words just doesn't match what I'm saying in my head.
Man, if we're honest, we all got things going on.
Exactly.
Right?
I was gonna say that. Yeah. Just, everybody got some little quirk or something going on, you know?
Yeah.
Very true.
You know what I mean? Like, come on. You know, we all got little things about us. So if people can just keep it real with themselves, man, they're just I think they got superpowers, to be honest, right? So
fact.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, definitely.
You know, I think part of the problem is as a culture, we're so competitive against one another when we shouldn't be. You know, I think that's why it's so challenging for us to lean on each other, because we want to act like we Superman or Superwoman. Like, nah, I'm good. But you're not good.
Right.
You're carrying a lot of weight, you know, and sometimes you need to give me that weight. So that you can breathe, and then I give it back to you. You know what I mean? Like it's just we're all human.
Yeah.
And we're chasing these money, these houses, these riches, but it comes at a price. Mm-hmm. You know how many people can't take off to really spend time with their family because they live in check to check.
Right.
You know, right. Then try to be at an IEP meeting. Yeah.
Ooh.
So
yeah, you gotta stop everything. I say stop everything you're doing and hit them IEP meeting.
Yeah. Yes.
Popping up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to say no at an IEP meeting too. I held a whole
thing.
Like, remember, it's months. Once a year, people. Once a year, you have to go to an IEP meeting.
Yep. I went
what
in there.
Chad just said it.
Not technically. Not once a year, technically. If you have to make changes to their IEP, you can have another meeting anytime you need to make another changes. Because I do one at least 3 times a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What she's saying is 100%
his IEP as a needed, depending on how the school year starts and stuff like that. You can call an IEP meeting every month if you want to when you need to make changes for your child or something's not right.
For me,
I have an advocate. His advocate has been with him since he was 8, and he's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. He's like one of the top advocates in the city, and he has 2 kids with autism, one verbal and nonverbal. So he definitely has the heart to do what he do, and he do not play about mine.
Yeah,
I think we had an advocate up here on when we did our first show back.
Yeah,
the advocate up here. Yeah, I wish I had. I wish I would have had her number. I could have put it up here for those in New York. But she said she you could call her from anywhere. She did. She said I'm a phone call away.
And like with you can wait, because like sometimes on IEPs they try to put the wrong people that aren't real decision makers in the IEP meetings, right? And so like you can make the change that you need or fight for that change. Like your child needs X amount of hours on a certain service, you know, communicate like you need someone to come in and help them speak or help them read or whatever. You can wait and keep tabling this thing until the people make time, because a lot of times like with us the principal didn't want to come. I'm not doing this until the principal comes in here and we discuss this and I get what I want, right? Period. You can sit here and bark at me all you want that you can't do it, and we ain't got, you better bring somebody in here that can do it. That's what I'm gonna tell you.
And for those who don't know, the IEP actually is like a binding contract. So therefore, if they break it, you can actually sue the county.
Yep.
You can sue the county for breaking the IEP. Okay. So it is a legal document that you can take to a judge and say, by the way, this is what was written. This is what happened. This is what they didn't do. And then therefore now the county is sued because they didn't follow suit on that school and the people in control. So those who are listening, pay attention to that too. You really do have the ball as a parent to control the whole situation with your child. You just have to be brave enough to say, you know what? This is what I'm standing for this for my child.
Yep.
And this is what I'm not standing for. I like how Chad went in and when we first dealt with this with our daughter, and they were, like he said, they were trying to just send anybody, like a secretary or somebody in, and we did have a wonderful case manager for our daughter, and so she was a bulldog, and she was just like, oh, Oh, yeah, I think we're playing. Okay, got it. So this meeting's over. And it was, they just sat down. And she was like, no. We want the head people. Stop playing with us. Go back.
Yeah, we had the superintendent.
That's it.
Before we
right. lost. Right.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, we had this. And like one of the things I told them was I looked at them and I said, let me ask y'all a question. I said, if I built a house and I cut all these corners around this house, and y'all, and I told you, I cut all the corners, right? I didn't do this. But hey, you know, look at the house. I said, but then I want to charge you two times what it's worth. Would you buy that house? They're like, no. I said, well, that's what you're doing to my kid, right? You're cutting all these corners.
Right.
I'm doing it. I ain't buying this, man. You're gonna have to go ahead and fix this mess, right? So that my kid gets what they need, right? I was in the military. I didn't have the money to send them to some fancy school and do all. I didn't have it, right? Like, y'all gotta provide the services that my child needs. That's your obligation.
Yes. Yes,
definitely.
And I'll say this in addition to, as your kid, teach your kid their accommodations. Mm-hmm. Teach them how to advocate mm-hmm. for themselves. Because I know one of the things that I know we had problems with over the years was when a substitute comes in, they're not able to actually put the kid's name and what disability or whatever that you know they have, so it's like they're blindsided. So if a kid that is supposed to take a break every so many minutes, or you know, are able to do this, or they need certain things, that person may not know. Well, for my son, it was one of us. He had a moment. He was like, "No, I'm allowed breaks." So one of the kids went and got one of the other special ed teachers. Like, say the lady's not giving him his break. They had to come in there and talk to her. So I was like, okay, now we know what we need to do. So we made a chart with his accommodations mm-hmm. for him to keep in his binder, to where if he needs to point A, this is what it is. But he's so strong with his accommodations now, he advocates for himself. And he can mm-hmm. say, no, I have this. I have a disability. I'm able to do this, and you can't stop me from taking a break. You can't stop me for this, because this is a contract. So you cannot. So we've had to go through that. And he, like I said, he's very good at knowing what his accommodations are.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I do. Kids can be a part of the IEP also. I don't know if parents know that. Our son, for the last since he's been in middle school, he's been a part of his IEP. So he's come in. We said, this is what he advocated, that he no longer wanted music therapy. He was like, no, I don't think I need it any longer. So then he came into the IEP so that he could then explain why he didn't want music therapy to all of us, so we have an understanding. And then he was like, okay. Then he said, okay, this is how I want you to do it. This is how I want to end it. You know, we're like, okay, got it. Now you got a plan. And he's like, yes. And he's like, but you can come back and you can check on me and we can still talk, because he knew she was going to show up for other students. He's like, but I don't need your services any longer. And I'm like, I love that about him, because he does, like you said, advocate for himself. He keeps the teacher on track. He's like, we have the music at 10:30. Let's go. And so, you know, it is good for them to know as they get older what they should be doing for themselves.
And let me say this, because in the very beginning, Chris mentioned a very really good thing, and that was, you know, what are we gonna do when they get older, right? Well, what you both ladies were talking about was preparing our child to speak for themselves, preparing themselves to do without. So like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, don't be scared to take the training wheels off as you progress, right? You know your child better than anybody. You know, you can stay in the room with them, but start giving them a little more and a little more, right? Freedom to speak for themselves and to advocate and to do and to make those decisions, because that's how they're going to get the reps in. It's better to do it in this environment than when they're 21 on their own, or if something happens, then they're on their own and they got to figure it out, right? So kudos to you two.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
What
do
you
think? I only have four. My son
pretty much did the same thing. Yeah, see? And my son did the same thing. He was like, I don't need to be in this class no more. So he's been in general pop with everybody else for the last 3 years. He does the same work as everybody else. He's AB honor roll student. And he does it. He's graduated from outside speech as well as inside speech. Because to me, school speech, 30 minutes. And by the time they corral everybody together, it's maybe 15, 20 minutes. So I took the initiative and had to fight with the insurance to get outside of school. So he's graduated from both of those. And he's really doing phenomenal. He was scared as hell of going into sixth grade, but he's really knocked this year really out the box. And he's doing great.
That's good, awesome. good. I love that. I do. I love that.
I don't want to do that for all of us. You know, what we deal with, because it's real. Like I said, I'm only at four, so I can imagine what y'all go through. Oh, man. And I just want to commend y'all.
Woo!
As parents, yeah. I want to commend you. Know, and I want to, listen, let's be there for each other, because it takes a village to raise these children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not just the children with autism, all these kids. You know what I mean? As summertime is approaching, you know what we have to deal with when summer's coming. And our kids are outside. And the madness that we do. You know, already in New York, just last, I think it was today's Tuesday, Sunday night, 13 killings, all kids.
What?
All kids, one night. And it's different boroughs. It wasn't like it was just one borough. We had five boroughs, it was different boroughs. So summer is just starting. You know, keep an eye on your kids. I know it's hard. You know, some of them, you know, let them go and, you know, but keep an eye on them when you can, talk to them when you can, tell them, yo, listen, let me know what's going on. Nothing wrong. I'm not going to punish you. I just need to know that you're safe. That I have grownups and I'm worried about them 24/7, 365 days a year.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
That's, and I wish my moms told me, listen, this is what I go through as a parent when I'm worried about you outside 24/7, because I would have looked at things a little bit different. Like, okay,
this is interesting.
So, but once again, I want to commend y'all. All April, I was kept saying it. Autism Speaks. You can donate to them, autismspeaks.org. I myself donated personally some bread, and then I made even Rush donate some bread. So, you know, it's something I give back to every year, and I don't do it for tax breaks or none of that. I don't even claim it. That's money I just want to give to the children. Like, they deserve it. If anything that can help them, that's my goal. So if you can donate to Autism Speaks, you don't have to go through the Evening Rush. It's on my page, but you don't have to go through that. You can do it yourself. Go to autismspeaks.org. Do it yourself. You don't have to do it any other way. You know, go ahead. Make it happen. You know? These kids definitely, this money goes to helping them. So please donate. I'm going to leave it up there a little bit longer on my page. So if you want to go on my page and donate, I appreciate it. If not, I appreciate it. But, you know, we give to me, we give to causes sometimes that, you know, I feel like we don't have to. This is something we should and have to give to. You know what I mean? So, like I said, this is for everybody just to, on their own. It's not me forcing you or anything like that. I just feel, you know, if you can, go ahead. If you can't, it's understandable. But I know we donated over here. So I just wanted to let y'all know that. So before we get up out of here, anybody has any final words?
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Ah. Definitely some disgust.
Rose.
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
I just want to thank everybody for coming on tonight. And I just want to say, if you're out there, even if you can't donate money, donate your time. If you know a parent is, or parents, just because there's a mother and father does not mean they don't need support. Raising children, even if they're not on the spectrum, is the toughest job that anyone will ever love. It's just, you just don't know. It never gets easy. It's a different challenge day to day to day to day. So if you don't have kids, or even if you do, or if your kids are grown, hey, you know, help a family out. I could use a cook. I could use a clean. No, I'm kidding. No, but just help a family out. Sometimes, you know, it's so stressful raising kids. So have you been grocery shopping lately? It cost me about $500 for like a week worth of groceries. But anyway, thank you guys for coming on the show. For sure.
We appreciate it. Yeah, this is great. Thank you. Thank you for having us. I just wanted to just say real quick that if you have older children, like we do, we have two older children, you know, I want you to praise them too. You know, I know a lot of our time is put towards our children that have autism. We have an older son. He was not diagnosed with anything, but yet I always still love and give him praise too, because he knows that if anything was to ever happen to us, I told him, I said, we got to get you to 18. I used to say that for so long. I just got to get you to 18 so you're legal. So if something happened to dad and I, you could take them. You could take the kids. You know, you got the kids. You get to go. And he started laughing. And of course, now he's almost 23. He said, I made it. I'm good. And I was like, if something do happen to us, like, you will be okay. He said, I wouldn't want them to be with anybody else. He's like, I wouldn't want them to be with anybody else. He was like, because I know them better than anybody. And I said, that's right, you do. He said, that would be tough, but I got this. And I'm so, you know, always loving the older ones too, because they go through something also, right? They're also watching us go through with their siblings. So that's what I wanted to say.
That's what I love about Chad. Him and me is so much alike sometimes. Same thing. So my older boy, yo, listen, you ain't got no choice, man.
Yeah.
Listen, it's you. Longer. This you. Something happened to me. This you. Handle it.
I come out this grave.
That's it.
Don't
play with me. So, all right. So, guys, I want to thank everybody that tuned in. Make sure you tap in tomorrow.
I will say this.
Go ahead. I'm
on
sorry,
this
TK.
Journey that I have. I say this on this journey. It's been hard, and it's been some days that, Lord, I didn't know if I was gonna make it. But all the appointments, at one point in time, I remember every day of the week I was at an appointment for him, whether if it was speech, physical therapy, occupational therapy, every day of the week. And everybody was like, why are you doing that? Why are you doing all this? Because I want him to be where he's supposed to be. Just because he has a disability don't mean he can't still be a upstanding, capable adult. And that's what I want him to be. And that went on for some years. And people would tell me, I had friends, I had family tell me, what you do for your son, I wouldn't do for my own kids.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, that's kind of fucked up. Like, that's really fucked up. But now that we are at this point, he is 13, eating up everything in sight, and growing like a weed. And I see him this year, how he's really coming to his own. He's so social now. Like, all his teachers just adore him. The kids love him. He got to deal with one of his teachers that if he go without any time of texting me, asking me to pick him up early, they buy him lunch. So he gets all these little perks and privileges and little extra snacks in the cafeteria for loving and stuff. And I look at where he is right now, and the struggles where he struggled with reading, he struggled with speech, and now how expressive he is, and he's running around here, he's singing, he's dancing in public, all the things that he wouldn't do prior. And I know that that seed that I sowed mm-hmm. has grown, and I'm able to now see the benefits of my hard work. It makes me definitely pat myself on the freaking back. So I'll never tell nobody it's easy, because God is not, but just hang in there, and hey, it gets better. And before I go, I want to shout out Hope. Hope is one of the friends that I have that I trust my son with. And she be like, hey, you need a break. Bring him over here to me. I keep him, go try to get some sleep. If you need to take a nap, if you need to go to the store, just get you some me time. And she's one of them people that's been very consistent with that over the years. That's like his second mom. So I hope, I thank you and appreciate you.
Listen. This is an emotional show. It's, I don't cry, so you know, gee. Other than that, listen, man. I appreciate all of y'all for tuning in. Once again, make sure y'all tomorrow, y'all check out My Bulletproof Marriages. They have an excellent topic as always. They're on at 9 o'clock on Wednesday on the Evening Rush. So make sure y'all tap in. Also, May 15th, the Evening Rush show will be back for our fifth season. So yeah, me and TK and Rainbow is coming back. I just got to say happy birthday, Rainbow. You know,
happy birthday, Rainbow. Birthday,
Rainbow.
That's my co-host with the most. You know, this is one of the reasons why we started this, and I say we because she is a co-owner of it, is because we want to get out here to the world, not just entertain, but to educate. And this was definitely one of those educational moments. So I, excuse me, I definitely want to say I appreciate her and everyone that's on here. The time and everything y'all give to the network. So on that note, we are out of here. Make sure y'all get those tickets for the concert and go and get that. And I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Well, no, next week. All right, peace.